Hi there. Welcome to Voyage here at CKUW. 3 hours of jazz between now and 1 o'clock. My name's Keith Black, and I have some neat new stuff and some very interesting older stuff today as well. Unusual mix of out there and not quite so much out there stuff, to put it bluntly. Hope your day is going well. You know, the last couple of days, the temperature has certainly not been that bad, but if anybody ever thinks that there isn't any beauty in winter, they haven't been looking outside their windows. The Rhine frost has just been spectacular around the city, and it really looks beautiful. So take advantage of that if you can. In a world that is anything but beautiful in the broad sense, it's really nice to know that it can be beautiful in the more narrow sense, and that's something that we all need to keep in front of us as we head into a year that has started off sort of, well, I don't know what even word to describe it. But getting back to that, there is always music in my life, no matter what mood I'm in or what how I feel about what's going on. There's some sort of music that will calm me down, and hopefully the same is true for you. I'll go through the playlist briefly, as I normally do, and let you know what's coming up for the next 3 hours. And then I'll go back and do a more detailed introduction of each of the artists that I mention. Starting off with the iconic saxophone master Charles Lloyd with a brand new album from him. Following that, one of my favorite albums from last year with bass player Rich Brown. And I'll talk again about that in a while. Following that, brand new album by pianist Chris Davis. Fascinating album. Her work is always wonderful, and this is brand new. Then an album with pianist Luke Morantz and guitarist Simon German. And it has some neat moments, too. Quieter, a little more melodic than some of the other stuff. Following that, my historical segment goes back to 1971, where the group of artists who recorded for Creed Taylor, who was the creator of CTI Records, got together for a concert at the Hollywood Palladium, and I'll introduce them when I get there. It's sort of a neat live love fest, if you will. Following that, it's not so much a sneak preview, but is a preview of an album that hasn't been released yet by Canadian-born saxophonist Quinson Natchoff. And they have released one track as sort of a teaser, and I'm going to play that one track for you this morning. Then a set of relatively brief tracks, very brief tracks in some cases, from trombonist William Karn, from another one of my faves from last year called The Unburdening, and I'll talk more about that when I get there. That's down toward the end of the show. And then I'll end the show with an album came out. I haven't had it in my possession very long. It came out actually sometime last year. A New Zealand saxophonist named Oscar Levin. And it's sort of It's sort of neat. It reminds me of a mix between sort of Stan Kenton and Dizzy Gillespie and other big bands that really have high energy and often with a Caribbean nudge. And that'll take us to at the end of our show. I'll talk more about that, too, when I get there. Well, moving back to the top, Charles Lloyd is one of the icons and masters in the jazz world, and happily he's still with us. On his 87th birthday, he had a concert at his go-to venue in Santa Barbara with a new trio that he had with pianist Jason Moran and guitarist Marvin Sewell. The concert was so spectacular that everybody was saying, you got to do something about it. And so they went to the studio with that trio, and they recorded a release called Figure in Blue. And I'm going to be playing a couple or three tracks from that to start the show today. there is a lot of airtime given to the other two members of the trio. That's it's not just all three of them playing at once, and that might be an indication of Lloyd's energy level. I don't know. It was his 87th birthday party after that, if you will, but. His inventiveness and his imagination and the beauty of his playing is still evident, and I hope he continues to record for heaven knows how long. But for now, here are three tracks from the Figure in Blue album. The first one is called Chulahoma, and then the second one is Blues for Langston. It's really neat, and Langston in this case I'm sure refers to Langston Hughes, the African-American poet that I love and whose work has been reflected in jazz and with his voice even over the years here. And then the third track is called simply Heaven. Here is the Charles Lloyd Trio from Figure in Blue. This first track is called Chulahoma. Great Charles Lloyd on saxophone and on flute on that second track, with from his brand new album called Figure in Blue, with a trio setting that references the fact that this old guy can still do it. Charles Lloyd there. And it's brought us to 10:27 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Programs Voyage Jazz till 1 o'clock. Some neat stuff coming, including this next album, which has been a favorite of mine from last year, and I'm going to be playing tracks. If you listen all the time, you will have heard these in the last few months. Rich Brown plays electric bass very well. I've talked, had a pleasure of talking to him a couple of times when he was in town with other groups. In this case, this album is called Nyeba, N-Y-A-E-B-A. And it's a solo album, which involves many overdubs and loops and other sorts of things that he spent a lot of time on. It's very ambitious, and it's just one of my faves from last year. He does a great job, and it a lot of risk-taking and a lot of meditative sort of things in his past that are expressed in the music quite nicely. The album title, Nyeba, refers to an imaginary West African griot, G-R-I-O-T, which is a storyteller in the global sense. In this sense, it's a storyteller who travels and shares his experiences in music. So this music is at times haunting, it's restless, it's always evocative, and like the griot, Brown is a storyteller with his music. The I'm going to play three tracks. The first one, hang on a minute. First one is just called Sowetweyera, and probably, well, obviously refers to the township of Soweto in South Africa. It is a remarkable place, I tell you. I have been there, and it is a remarkable place to visit. The history and the emotion of that township are tangible in the air. That'll be the first track. The second track is a fascinating one called, you know, I don't even know if I can, Turasangiaranda, which means the Transcendental Lord's Highest Song of Bliss. And it refers to specifically Alice Coltrane, pianist, at one time partner of John Coltrane, very involved in Eastern religion and very involved in meditation through the troubled parts of her life. And in this track actually includes her voice talking about her meditative and other experiences, and it is quite a remarkable track indeed. The third track I'm going to play is just called The Kingdom of Heaven. And therefore, the three tracks cover a lot of Rich Brown's own experience with meditation and with his need for it and his feeling a need for it, as well as really experimenting and doing a lot of work as a solo guitarist. Here is Rich Brown. Thank you.
I would like to say, to state at this time, that there were days that I know that I spent more than 20 hours in meditation. And there were periods of time that lapsed like beyond 2 or 3 weeks that I know that I was well beyond what the human endurance is when it comes to meditation.
Thank you.
said there were demands made, definite demands, which took me away from the world. You know, and at one point almost away from everything, music, family, and all, because the sacrifice had to be within an inch of my life, almost literally. And I feel that because it was such a high price paid, now I can't say it was the highest price as Buddha or Christ, because that was life, you know, or Martin Luther King, it was life, you know. But I've been very close to the end of my life, and I feel that I've been given my freedom now, that I can act, I can be, I can live as I want to, and nothing can, there's no claim, no one can bind me, or there's no action I have to pay, I have no karmas to pay, you know, I have, I think all of it has been given back to me, that I'm free. Thank you.
The Kingdom of Heaven is Within was the title of that last track, and that last track was the last track of the album that I mentioned was a solo guitar, a solo bass album by Rich Brown. Sounded like guitar, but it wasn't. It does very melodic electric bass work, and a lot of meditative things mentioned throughout the album, and a fascinating track with Alice Coltrane giving some pretty intimate details of her own struggles with meditation and whatever. Really interesting album, and I think that Rich Brown just did a great job in providing some real insight into his own life and own experience as well. And time is moving along. It's 10:38 or so. 10:48 or so here in Winnipeg. And you are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. We stream and archive our shows at ckuw.ca, so you could be listening anytime in the world or any place in the world or anytime, whatever. So however you got here, thanks for coming, as they say. Moving along now to a brand new album by Canadian-born pianist Chris Davis, who is, I think, probably records mainly out of New York, although she's a world artist, if you will. And her brand new album is a very personal one that she has recorded with the Polish Lukaslawski Quartet, mentioned as world-renowned, but very well-known. And she has composed this suite called the Solastalgia Suite. God, I'm stumbling over words today, aren't I? This is an interesting concept. Solastalgia, I had to look it up, and I sort of thought initially from some of the notes that it was sort of referencing nostalgia. Well, it isn't, in a sense. If nostalgia is yearning for something that that was, that you want to remember, solastalgia is the quote, I'm quoting now, the distress, homesickness, or grief people feel when their familiar home environment is being degraded or transformed by negative changes like change, climate change, pollution, or development, and so forth. The issue here is her feeling very strongly that the world as she knows it, the familiar world, not the nostalgia one for another world, is really changing, and because of the increasingly dire environmental crisis, as she quotes. She says, "I see the changes when I go back home to Canada. The environments are different, the climate's different, the whole connection with nature is different from climate change and from our relationship to technology. I was looking for a word to describe this and came across solastalgia," and that's why it's called the Solastalgia Suite. It describes the feeling that she has, she says, perfectly. This is very interesting, one of those genre-bending albums that don't fit neatly, and that's one of the things I like about jazz. It doesn't fit neatly anywhere anymore. But this is very fine with Canadian Chris Davis on piano with the Polish Lukaslawski Quartet. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Interlude. And then an invitation to disappear and towards no earthly pole. Here is Chris Davis.